USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The 116th Congress about to be gaveled into session on Capitol Hill. Democrats taking control of the U.S. House for the first time in years. And with a record number of female members, Nancy Pelosi is expected to become the Speaker of the House. The White House, already highly critical of Pelosi for her resistance to border wall funding, the president's counselor Kellyanne Conway says,
they have to come to the table. This should be a nonpartisan issue. The border is everybody's business. Border security is national security. And I think she's really playing fast and loose with her politics here.
Halfway through the trading day on Wall Street, and the Dow Jones Industrial Average has been down by over 600 points already today. Stocks plummeted after Apple warned first quarter sales will fall short of what they had previously anticipated. The tech giant blames the slowing Chinese economy. This is USA Radio News.
License in all 50 states. 330. Additional can apply. Conditions or exclusions may apply.
CEO, I'm Jay Farn, America's Quicken Loans purchase lender. Premier home, new way to. We've created an unpredictable tech view from our exclusive interest rates. Approval. First of rate shield interest rate. First, we lock your days. Then, up to 90 days, your rate stays. If rates go up, if rates go down, it's locked. But it drops. On your rate, you win. Call either way, 800-QUICKEN. Call us today at acketmortgage.in or go to rock.
Approval only valid on some. Ratio to loans. Call for cost and 30-year fixed rates. Equal housing insurer.
Are you one of those people who thinks it's okay to drive stoned? I mean, what's the worst that can happen? You end up driving below the speed limit? It's no big deal, right? Wrong. The truth is, your reaction times slow way down when you're high. You not only put yourself in danger, but everyone around you. Talk about a buzzkill. Stop kidding yourself. It's not okay to drive high. If you've been using marijuana in any form, do not get behind the wheel. If you feel different, you drive different. Drive high, get a DUI. Paid for by NHTSA.
U.S. Senator Amy Klobuchar, the Minnesota Democrat, says she's planning to make a decision soon on whether she'll be running for president in 2020, saying she'll be talking with a number of longtime political advisors and some fellow U.S. senators as she makes her decision. The lawmaker finished fourth out of 12 possible Democratic contenders in a poll of likely Iowa caucus goers taken in mid-December. Senator Bernie Sanders says he wasn't aware at the time of sexual harassment and unequal pay claims during his 2016 run for the White House. The Vermont Independent now apologizing.
I certainly apologize to any woman who felt that she was not treated appropriately. And of course, if I run, we will do better on next time.
This after the New York Times reported that several women who worked on Sanders' campaign for the Democratic nomination say they experienced sexual harassment, pay disparities, and targeted disrespect by others on the campaign. Check us out online. We're at usaradio.com.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Tijuana starts 2019 after having its deadliest year on record. The border town saw over 2,500 killings in 2018, including over a dozen people who were killed just before New Year's Eve. Law enforcement blames the high number of murders on the lucrative drug trade as rivals try to take over certain street corners to sell meth. The San Diego Union-Tribune says Tijuana is coveted territory as smugglers try to bring drugs into the United States. General Motors has released its fourth quarter delivery totals, and they exceeded 785,000 units, but that was down 2.7% from the fourth quarter of last year. In all of 2018, GM delivered nearly 3 million vehicles, down 1.6% from the previous year. GM officials say they feel confident, though, heading into 2019, saying they have more major truck and crossover launches coming during the year, and the U.S. economy is so strong. And more numbers for you as NFL ratings are up 5% from last year. The league releasing its figures showing that the average game in 2018 drew 15.8 million viewers, up from 14.9 million the previous year. Average streaming viewership also rising by 86%, with a total of 13 Thursday night NFL games being streamed on Amazon Prime. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.